my view is that this allows Broome to get back to the business of being and trying to be Australia's premier tourist town. The fact of there having been found by the federal court to be native title on about 5,300 square kilometres of land in and around Broome, that meant that it has become very difficult to develop land in Broome. And that meant that median house prices went up to about $635,000 in Broome. So it's a very, very significant step forward for the commercial tourism development of Broome, and obviously for the native title holders, it gives them a stake in that development.
Would it be fair to call it a bit of a win-win situation?
I would hope so. However, there is an extent to which this is the beginning and not the end of the process. There is joint management of certain areas in and around Broome. There is land that will need to be developed by the council, and there is land that will need to be developed by the Aboriginal Development Corporation, and that group will have to ensure that they do that in a very commercially prudent way and spread the benefit of that development around to all of the native title holders in Broome. So there's an enormous amount of work to do, but this is obviously a complicated agreement. The government's been working very hard to ensure that has occurred. So it's a big day, but it's really the start of a very important process.
Yarru are looking to invest in areas such as public housing.
Yes.
Which is this being viewed as a substitute for further government investment in these kind of areas?
Well, it's an addition. There's a very strong public housing commitment that the state government, the Liberal National Government, has in rural and regional Western Australia. That is a combination of federal funding and state government funding. And that's a very strong program. But this native title funding is in addition to that. Now, naturally enough, when a group such as the Yarru benefit to a substantial monetary amount and do that because they are giving up and having native title over prime developable land extinguished, then they want to be able to develop land for themselves and for social housing purposes and social welfare purposes. It's a very important part of why these transactions occur, but it's in addition to the normal social housing, public welfare policies of this state government. So it really does provide additional benefit to the Yarru people. And what it also means is that they become masters of their own destiny, because they are now responsible through their development corporations for the development of the land, which can produce the revenue, which can produce the social housing.
From the information that I've seen to do with the Yarru agreements, one of the things that I think will really be of interest to Broome residents is what it means for Cable Beach and that stretch of coastline there. Can you just explain this conservation reserve? Who will end up having sort of management to do with that conservation area?
Well, the conservation area, the management of it is shared. So when I say that this is the beginning of a very important process, part of that process is not just the development of land, but also the management of these conservation areas. And the management of them is going to be shared between the Yarru people, between the council, and between the Department of the Environment and Conservation. Now, I'm sure that there'll be complications in that, but what we've had is an enormous amount of goodwill and agreement to reach this point in time. And whilst I can't go into the details of those agreements before they are signed tomorrow, they are also detailed agreement which sets out how that cooperative management is going to be structured going forward. But that will no doubt be a challenge, and what we will be doing is keeping a very close eye to make sure that this is a success. Because one of the things about a native title resolution of this complexity and scale is that, of course, it will become a focus for attention from many people in Australia. If this works, and I have every reason to believe that it will do to the advantage of the local community and the native title holders, then it will become the model for further such resolutions.